Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Tandi Smith, Head of Programs at Media Monitoring Africa. Tandi, a very good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon to you and your listeners.
And Tandi, thank you so much for making time. So, Tandi, let's kick off and perhaps you can define exactly what hate speech is.
So, hate speech, as defined in our constitution, or as we understand it, is a speech that is intentionally to incite violence, to cause harm, or to be harmful. And it's interesting because in our context we differentiate between hate speech and racist speech. And so there are certain criteria and certain elements that go into what actually defines hate speech and when you are guilty of an offense of hate speech. And it's where, based on certain criteria, and we can get into the criteria, but it's speech that is harmful or incites harm, and also to propagate hatred based on particular grounds.
And Tandi, what is essentially the difference then between hate crime and hate speech?
Well, hate crime, and this is also really interesting because we see this being debated in terms of definitions under the Hate Speech and Hate Crime Amendment Bill, which I'm sure we'll get to. But a hate crime is where there's a hateful element to an existing crime. So, for example, if a crime is committed, a murder committed, or an assault committed, and it's done so with an aggravated offense of hate, so based on someone's age or gender or occupation or culture or disability. So you commit a crime against a particular person or group of people purely because of the harm intended, based on one of those defining criteria.
And Parliament, I see, has also responded to public comments on the prevention and combating of hate crime and this hate speech bill you're referring to. So tell us a bit more about this.
Yes, so we see this amendment bill going through the processes, going through the public participation and parliamentary processes. And what this bill is trying to do is regulate hate speech as well as hate crime. Now, there is historically in the processes, there have been very problematic provisions in this bill, which we are hoping will be addressed. We are waiting for a final draft to be published by the Parliamentary Committee, which will then go through to the National Council of Provinces for approval. Now, this particular amendment bill has gone through a number of different iterations. And essentially, what we see as problematic is that it was creating a new category of criminal offenses defined under the hate crimes in the bill, as well as broadening the categories of hate speech, which it touches on that gray area of regulating over-regulation, which impacts freedom of expression. And I think that's another point that I really want to make, mm-hmm. is that these conversations that we have and sort of these regulatory processes, it is critical that we have these, but we also balance that with our constitutional right of freedom of expression. Yes, we do need to manage hate speech. We need to regulate. There need to be consequences for hate speech and even more so for hate crimes. But we also need to find that balance between how we regulate hate speech and how we promote freedom of expression.
I think that's such an interesting point you've raised. So, I mean, if you distribute hate speech, or if you just happen to like it or something, is that a crime?
So this, it also depends on the intent. So at the moment, if you repost or reshare something that is considered hate speech, you are guilty of that offense because there's no way of, what's the word I'm looking for? So simply by sharing, you are distributing, you're promoting, you are encouraging.
You're party to it, in other words. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are party to it on that speech on social media. Best thing to do is leave the piece of content. But if that piece of content is being used in an educational context, if it's being used to counter that particular offense or being used for examples of you know, when you're promoting freedom of expression, you know, so it is contextual. But if you simply share or like content without some kind of context or explanation, you are party to that, and it is an offense.
And I mean, interesting, because I mean, you spoke about freedom of speech. So I mean, if you repost or something and you say, I totally agree or disagree with this, I mean, so your advice is just don't do anything.
Well, you know, so if you had to reshare a piece of hate speech or harm content, and you contextualize and your position is, I absolutely disagree with this, this is horrific, this is, you know, this is not on, that shows clear intention around educating and countering harmful speech. I think it would be very difficult to prove that you party to that in that case. That's why if you simply share without context, without saying anything, then it would be seen to be party to.
And lastly, this seems to suddenly be becoming an issue with WhatsApp. Why?
So WhatsApp is a fantastic platform, but it's also an incredibly harmful, dangerous platform. And it's difficult because it's both private messaging, but now you've got a number of public groups, community groups, business groups. So there is an element of sort of public use on these platforms, but it goes very, very much so unregulated because of the concept of the encrypted messaging and private messaging on WhatsApp. And it is very difficult to regulate because that then breaches or sort of goes into the space of freedom of expression and or not freedom of expression, sorry, privacy issues. And it's exactly one of the reasons why MMA, we developed a platform called Real411, where you can go in and submit content that you would consider to be hate speech or racist speech or, you know, just harmful content. Mm-hmm. And you can submit as a complaint to the Real411 platform, which will get assessed and then a determination made on whether it does constitute hate speech or not. And that's because these laws are and ways of regulation are actually really complicated, and it is difficult to regulate this, balancing the rights that you do have.
So, Tandi, in closing, your advice is be very careful what you repost, what you distribute. Rather be cautious and don't do it. Rather just keep it to yourself. I think that's really good advice. And Tandi Smith, Head of Programs at Media Monitoring Africa. Tandi, that was enlightening. Thank you so much for your time and for your advice.